everyone is safe and following all rules. Some couple of announcements and some classes. Inshallah, every Sunday we're continuing to have Sheikh Shahid Ali. He's doing his 40 hadith on Imam An-Nawawi's hadith. The class starts at 10:45 in the morning, and the link is the same link that was provided last week. If you did not get that link, you can get it on the website. And then after that class, Dr. Siddiqui does his class at 12 noon, which is a tafsir class. He is currently on the end of Surah Baraka, Baqarah. The last few ayahs of that surah. And that's the same link that was provided. So make sure you attend those two classes. Additionally, this evening, tonight, is the MYG event. It's led again by Sheikh Shahid Ali. It's on peer pressure. It's here in person in the back parking lot. Make sure you tell your families and all the youth in your families especially to come here. It's in the back parking lot. You do have to register for that. Again, it's on peer pressure. And then again, then also this evening from 7 to 8:30 for adults, CARE, ISOC, as well as other masjids are hosting a candidate forum. You'll hear from all the candidates running here in Orange County, as well as other important things on the elections. ISOC does not endorse any of these candidates. However, we do remind you to get educated about the issues and to vote wisely. Now, if you do have questions on the propositions or the candidates, there is somebody outside to my right here that can help you. They're from an organization. It's pronounced OCA. Is that correct? OCO. OCO. And they're here, they can help you register to vote, and they can answer any questions you have on any of the propositions or candidates. And finally, I think we've had this location here for a couple of months. Alhamdulillah, everything is going well. Just a reminder to keep your mask on. Please do not shake hands. Make sure your masks cover your nose and mouth. We don't want to get into trouble by the city for not having our masks on. So just keep that in mind. Alhamdulillah, it's been nice out here to have the privilege of this space. So we shall try to keep it that way. And that's it for now. And inshallah, we'll turn it over to our khatib. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar,
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah,
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah,
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
صلى الله
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Haqqatan la ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا ايها الذين امنوا قولوا قولا سديدا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم نحن ولا شاهدين وشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we glorify him we praise him and indeed we affirm that him and him alone is worthy of all worship and no one else's And we ask that he send his and ours best of blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and all those who will follow him until the end of time. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters and children, those who are here and those who are watching this from your home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This afternoon, I would like to share some reflections briefly on the topic, the power of listening in the age of talking. We live in a society where talking is an industry. With over 16,000 talk shows in the country, whose job is nothing else but to talk. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in perpetuity. And it impacts, it influences us what we hear. But how we listen, how we hear makes a big difference. And therefore the topic is the power of listening in the age of talking. And I like to use an example to illustrate this point so that we are more clear about this idea. So I like to use this example of a parent walking with his son or his daughter in a grocery shop. And the son looks in the grocery shop of various things, small child, 6-7 years old, excitingly calls on his father, Baba, Baba, look at that eggplant. And the Baba does not pay attention. He continues on with his grocery shopping. The second father, the Baba number two, also comes with his little child in the grocery shop. And the son says something similar, Baba, look at that eggplant. And the Baba looks at the child and says, we don't like eggplant, and continues walking. The third father comes also with his child, and the child excitingly says, Baba, look at that, that's eggplant. And the Baba stops, turns him toward the child, smiles, and acknowledges that, oh yes, there is the eggplant. And then asked the child, would you like to go and take a look at it? And the child says yes. And they both walk to the stand where the eggplants are situated. They pick up an eggplant. They talk about its texture, about its color, about its weight, about its stem, and so on. And talks about its price. And then the Baba asks, would you like to have some, take some home? And the son says, yes. So they pick up one, they weigh it, and then they calculate the cost of that. They go to the cashier, they check out, the son is excited. He tells the cashier, it's pound and a half, and it's dollar per pound, it's $1.50, because he's excited. He knows the cost now. They sit in the car, they talk about eggplant in the car. The Baba talks about how his grandmother used to love eggplant and make different things with eggplant. The curry, the baked eggplant, the fried eggplant, and so on. They come home, they clean, they wash, they cut, they cook together, they sit together, and eat together the eggplant. And when they're done, they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the eggplant. The power of listening. The father, number one, was completely ignored the child and walked down and continued his shopping. The father, number two, did acknowledge the son but still was dismissive because I don't like eggplant, we don't need eggplant. The father, number three, not only listened to what child said about the eggplant, but understood the excitement, the anxiety, the joy, the curiosity, the inquisitiveness about the eggplant. And as a consequence, he was able to take this moment as a teachable moment and talked about mathematics, talked about natural science, talked about family legacy, and talked about gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that one simple question. Power of listening. Why is this important? It is important because overwhelming majority of the challenges that we all face in our individual and collective lives, not always, but majority of the times, it is because we are not listening to each other. We want to talk. Should we be listening sufficiently enough and effectively, then chances are that many of our challenges at an individual level, in our family life, in our friendships, in our relationships, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, with our colleagues, are more likely to be mitigated. And we would know, we would learn how then to listen and then respond appropriately. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to become better listeners and less talkers. أَقُولِ خَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ وَسَائِرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Now that I have, I hope I was able to communicate about the importance and the power in the listening, I like to offer some suggestions that we perhaps can try to practice in our lives to become better listeners, so that our relationship in our families, our relationship with Quran, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our relationship with the prophetic legacy and life and practices is strengthened and deepened and better. First, in any conversation, be present, be there, consciously, deliberately, intentionally listen. You know, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indeed was our role model, and we learned from his life how his conversation style was. You know, when someone would visit Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and extend the hand to shake, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would shake hands and he would not take out after he shake the hands. He waits until the other person chooses to release him. Be present in the moment. Listen to the words that are coming your way. Not just the words. The passion, the joy, the anger maybe, the curiosity, all of that behind the words. So be present in the moment. Second, listen more and talk less. Can't be any simpler. Many of us had benefited from our beloved marhum Dr. Amos Sucker. He used to say in all of his talks, Allah gave you 2 ears and gave you 1 mouth. Talk less, listen more. Third, space our talk instead of a continuous long talk, unless you are giving a khutbah or a speech or giving in a court where you have no option but to keep, make your point. Space your conversation so that you are in between those pauses, you are able to construct what you are going to say and also are able to listen to what the other person is saying. An Arab poet philosopher has said, in too much talking, thinking is half murdered, half killed. In other words, too much talking is violent. People of few words have deep wisdom. So try to space our talk as well. Fourth, listen to the silence and quietness. You know, words are one thing. Yeah, we are unable to capture everything. We get only 30-40% of it and the rest is lost. Those of us who are old enough and those of us who are married and have spouses, when your wife or when your husband is quiet, they are speaking very loudly actually. And if you are paying attention, then you can be creative enough to address the issues why he or she is quiet. Now we are talking via various methods, not just with our mouth, right? We are talking with texting, with podcasting, and so many other ways. But silence is also a language that we must listen to very carefully. And lastly, and indeed, use the moments when you are with your families, with your children, with your spouses, with your siblings, with your friends, with your relatives. Listen and be present in that conversation and allow other person also to communicate with you rather than a monologue where only I want to talk and you need to listen. And not just listen to the words, but what's behind those words. Once you understand that, once we capture that, then it becomes much more easier to understand where the other person is coming from, why the other person is anxious or angry or joyous or curious, and then you would be able to respond in a fashion that best suits the ears of the other person. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to embrace the legacy of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and become a better listener. And through that better listening, may Allah give us the tawfiq to improve, strengthen, deepen our relationships with the people who we love and people who we interact with. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide the best of health to those who are sick in our community and give Firdaus al-A'la to those who have passed away from our community. Ya Allah, we ask you and you alone and no one else. Ya Allah, protect us, keep us safe, and may you grant the best to those who have lost lives in this country, more than 210,000 people, human beings, because of the incompetence of the leadership of this country. And ya Allah, hold them accountable as well for the lapses that they have made in their leadership. And we ask ya Allah to alleviate this suffering, this challenge that we all are going through in our lives today. And may we resume the normal life that we used to have before March. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر لي ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عيون واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Those brothers and sisters who are virtually watching the khutbah, please do your 4 raka salat al-duhar inshallah and those of us who are here we'll pray salat al-jumah inshallah akhim salat
Allahu akbar Allahu akbar ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله